Welcome to No Longer Conformed, my online preaching and teaching ministry. We're studying the book of Matthew, the first gospel. In this session, we're looking at Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 to 36. Sometimes it seems like the God who saved us from hell can protect us from the smaller dangers we face each day. He has the power to give us eternal life, and He also has the power to help us live this life. Yet, sometimes the storms of life seem too much for us to handle. The disciples had just experienced the feeding of the 5,000, and now they're in the middle of the sea and will soon be in the middle of the storm. They went from a mountaintop event to a walk in the valley. Sometimes the routine circumstances of life can become raging storms. This text of ours deals with some realities concerning the storms of life. First of all, sometimes we feel like the storm is winning. Matthew chapter 14, look at verse 24. But the boat was now in the middle of the sea, tossed by the waves, for the wind was contrary. The Sea of Galilee is 690 feet below sea level, and Mount Hermon is 9,200 feet above sea level. So May to October, winds just blow over the mountains and sweep down into the valley and onto the lake. And the result is sudden and violent storms. Listen, life is not always pleasant and good. Not even when you're serving the Lord. And often, it seems like God is nowhere to be found. Look at verses 22 and 23. Immediately, Jesus made His disciples get into the boat and go before Him to the other side, while He sent the multitudes away. And when He had sent the multitudes away, He went up on the mountain by Himself to pray. Now when the evening came, He was alone there, and they were alone in the boat. Listen, sometimes we feel the storm is winning. Second, sometimes we feel that the darkness is overwhelming. Look at verse 25. Now in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw Him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a ghost." And they cried out for fear, but immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, do not be afraid." The fourth watch of the night, that would be 3 o'clock, 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. It was that dark, dark hour just before dawn, that time of night when every sound disturbs you. And yet, Jesus is right there with us at the darkest hour, darkest times, walking on the sea. Mark chapter 6, verse 48 adds, "He would have passed them by." Jesus was testing their faith as He changed direction, walking past the boat. Would they recognize Him? Would they see His supernatural power at work? Would they invite Him into the boat? Jesus tests your faith when He allows you to experience difficulties. Do you recognize His presence with you? Do you trust His power to handle your problem? Do you invite Him into your situation? They were getting tired of fighting the storm. They feared the situation. And they supposed it was a ghost. Must be imaginary. It is not possible to walk on water. Think about the poem Footprints by Mary Stevenson. One night a man had a dream. He dreamed he was walking along the beach with the Lord. Across the sky flashed scenes from his life. For each scene he noticed two sets of footprints in the sand. One belonged to him, and the other to the Lord. When the last scene of his life flashed before him, he looked back at the footprints in the sand, and he noticed that many times along the path of his life, there was only one set of footprints. He also noticed that it happened at the very lowest and saddest times in his life. This really bothered him, and he questioned the Lord about it. Lord, you said that once I decided to follow you, you'd walk with me all the way. But I've noticed that during the most troublesome times in my life, there's only one set of footprints. I don't understand why, when I needed you the most, you would leave me. And the Lord replied, my precious, precious child, I love you, and I would never leave you. During your times of trial and suffering, when you see only one set of footprints, it was then that I carried you. See, be of good cheer. This command of Jesus is always in a situation of fear, apprehension, or crying out for help. John 16, verse 33. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Acts 23, verse 11. But the following night the Lord stood by him and said, be of good cheer, Paul, for as you've testified for me in Jerusalem, so you must also bear witness at Rome. Mark chapter 10, verse 49. So Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. Then they called the blind man, saying to him, be of good cheer, rise up, he's calling you. Matthew chapter 9, verse 2. Then behold, they brought to him a paralytic lying on a bed. Then Jesus saw their faith. When he saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, son, be of good cheer. Your sins are forgiven you. Matthew chapter 9, verse 22. But Jesus turned around, and when he saw her, he said, be of good cheer, daughter. Your faith has made you well. And the woman was made well from that hour. Luke chapter 8, verse 48. And he said to her, daughter, be of good cheer. Your faith has made you well. Go in peace. Sometimes we feel the darkness is overwhelming, but Jesus tells us to be of good cheer. He's taking care of it. And third, sometimes we feel the adversity is stronger. Verse 28. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water. So he said, come. And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go with Jesus. But when he saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid. Peter cried out. He was afraid. He gave it his best. But sometimes our best is not enough. Sometimes the waves and the wind are just too strong. Sometimes we just feel that the adversity is stronger. And then fourth, sometimes we feel that the end is near. Look at the second part of verse 30. And beginning to sink, he cried out, saying, Lord, save me. Sometimes it feels like we will not survive. But look at verses 31 to 33. And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt? And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. Then those who were in the boat came and worshipped him, saying, truly you are the Son of God. Listen, the bumps of life are not just there. Life is difficult. Adversities are real. Physical trials do hurt. Emotional trials leave problems. Spiritual trials drain us. But Jesus remains our power and sufficiency for all these things. Just notice how the chapter ends in verses 34 to 36. Listen, Jesus is ready to meet your need. Verse 34, when they had crossed over, they came to the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of that place recognized them, they sent out into all that surrounding region, brought to him all who were sick and begged him that they might only touch the hem of his garment, and as many as touched it were made perfectly well. Let me ask you, what is your need? What is the storm in your life right now? Give it to the Lord. Cry out to him for help. But are you saved? Do you know Jesus? Is he your Savior from the penalty of sin? Do you have the hope of eternal life? And are you surrendered to him as Lord, obedient to his word? What's the storm in your life right now? You think about that. And you have a great day.